You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
Welcome to the MSP Zone. Today we are talking about data. Not just any type of data, all types of data. And talking about data and the way that it can be classified, the different levels of care that MSPs ought to take with different types of data that they may traffic in, and the different types of risk that they might have, the different types of tools, the processes that they might want to consider when handling data on behalf of customers, which is in fact, you know, probably one of the bigger jobs that MSPs have, is to protect that which is most valuable to their customers. And that tends to be these days data, information. And so here to kind of provide somewhat of an expert opinion, I would say, is someone who has a lot of experience with data management, data assessments, and all things related to that. And I'm very pleased to have with us joining the MSP Zone, Amanda Regneris, VP of Marketing for the Americas for Operavi. Amanda, welcome to the MSP Zone.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Operavi, people, some people may be very familiar with you guys, others may not. Maybe a quick little overview of who Operavi is.
Absolutely. Operavi is a data intelligence and automation platform offering and helping customers understand their unstructured data, where it is, who can access it, how frequently it's accessed, is it redundant, does it fall within its, you know, its SLA from a retention and compliance requirement perspective, and where it's stored, is it secure? So basically, you know, we are really a ecosystem, sort of a layer that is looking at unstructured data across all sources.
A very important function, right, for most MSPs. I would
Absolutely.
Say MSPs spend a lot of time on the perimeter, on the edge, protecting things, mm-hmm. you know, bad people and things from getting yeah. into a company network or system who shouldn't, and really protecting that data. Maybe we could start off with what is the general risk as you see it with all the different types of data that's out there being managed by an MSP, let's say, and what could potentially go wrong?
Yeah, so it's interesting. You know, we think of data, and you know, I think one of the risks, in my opinion, for MSPs is definitely where their customer data is and what does it contain. And specifically, when it is stored, or you know, it's housed in areas that are outside of a traditional database, which is actually what unstructured data is. And we know just users of data in general, and how many devices and, you know, platforms that we all use in our personal life, imagine within your organization. And, you know, unstructured data, you know, examples of that would be web pages, photos, videos, audio files, text files, call scripts, you know, for call recordings, presentations, open-ended survey responses, websites, things that, you know, you tend to think are, they're fine and they're safe, but imagine the sprawl that happens within those types of files. And really, you know, we all know that that whole defense in depth, kind of what you had mentioned, and you know, protection at the edge, super important. And to your point, I agree. A lot of MSPs focus on that, but there is this whole aspect of unstructured data that potentially contains data that is at risk. And with, you know, definitely in, from an assessment perspective, the first thing that, you know, I tend to see MSPs starting to realize when they grasp, you know, the concept of the value of unstructured data is, wait a second, you know what, we just need to help our customers really know what this data is before we can do anything at an unstructured data level, which is honestly a little bit new to some.
I was going to say it probably is new to a lot of MSPs, because if I had to wager, I talk to a lot of MSPs who probably spend a great deal of time, as they should, really worrying about the perimeter, trying to
Correct.
Keep the bad actors out, just in general. But It really raises what you just said, an important point of if you don't know, let's just take the unstructured data as you call it, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have value to a bad actor, correct?
Correct. And here's the thing, you know, and I'm sure you've seen, you know, in the news, specifically how these actors are. There's been a lot of instances like this, but I know of one particularly without naming the individual organizations where, you know, there was a social security number that was exposed within a school district because the school district was actually doing interviews for and hiring for a coaching staff, and the coaching staff needed a background check. And on the background check, what do? You put your social security number. And what happens when you have that and you've got, because really, in my opinion, the danger of unstructured data, and really, if you think about it too, any type of hacking situation, and we've all, you know, from a security perspective, human error is the biggest issue, in my opinion, right? People that are clicking on the clicks, putting passwords where they shouldn't, sending passwords how they shouldn't. And we lose sight of the fact that, you know, things like that are putting in this particular, you know, school district situation at risk and a huge liability. And we, you know, don't have yet in the United States, which we could go into this topic a whole another conversation because it would take, you know, several minutes to discuss, but the responsibility organizations have around data in general and things like GDPR coming to the United States. And are we prepared for that? And are our data management practices, you know, mature enough to, you know, to handle those types of requirements? So I think that's just a very small example of things we don't think about really at that layer of protection as it relates to unstructured data.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal point. So I know, I mean, we've studied and been involved a lot with European MSPs and seen actually GDPR impact the Europeans as well as North American MSPs quite significantly. And you've got, you know, states like California and New York who are moving towards GDPR style legislation. Yep. I would classify, I'd be curious what you think, that this sounds like, although maybe the MSPs haven't been really spending as much time as they could, this is an area of potential opportunity for MSPs in the future.
100%. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I talk to a lot of MSPs and this is an area for them. And we all know, I think you had mentioned it at the beginning, that what makes a really good MSP, you talk to a lot of MSPs, so do I. It is, you know, our customers are trusting and entrusting them to be that advisor that's keeping them ahead of the curve, right? They're looking to them to be that, you know, the expert. And so the MSPs that we talk to on a regular basis are, it's kind of a ding, ding, ding. Oh my goodness. This really is a great opportunity for me to add more value to my existing base or prospects, because it is an issue that needs to be attacked. And, you know, we're finding that even just the exposure of what, you know, your unstructured data landscape looks like and having visibility to that across multiple locations and vendors and one place to look at that is really step one within that journey, because the management of data in general and the management of unstructured data is a journey, and identification and being able to understand what that is really is the first step.
So if we've defined unstructured data, which I think you did a good job of defining that, then the next question becomes, you know, because we deal a lot with data classification as a part of it, as a foundational best practice in managed services. It sounds like unstructured data is, if it's not in a database, which MSPs are really proficient, you know, at managing databases as an object, as a managed object, it really seems like it's, you're raising the bar of, okay, think outside the box and think of just this loose data hanging around that is going to be just as valuable for someone to steal, and therefore is just as necessary to protect. How does an MSP begin to, you know, conceptualize that protection? Or does that make sense?
Absolutely. I think that when you talk about data classification, it also brings me to understanding, or kind of the whole data tiering topic as well, right? So, you know, the important types of data, and you know, right, we just got done with a survey and found, you know, businesses tend to lose around 30% or more of revenue a year due to bad data. And what that means is, you know, they have a lot of unstructured data out there. A lot of it is rot. It's redundant. It's obsolete. It's trivial. It is data that they have. And we talked about sprawl, right? So, you know, it's out there. It may be from, you know, data that was saved from employees that are no longer with the company. It's data that hasn't been touched or modified in 10 to 7 years. It's data that, you know, the data owners and, you know, don't even work at the organization anymore. So from a conceptual perspective, we tend to look at the very first step of MSPs taking, you know, really that that first step in the journey of being able to add this kind of value and get down to this level of maturity from an unstructured data perspective, and is literally assessing it. Where is it? How can, is it valuable? Do you still need it? What are my, you know, retention policies around that? How much can I clean up? I mean, what do I have out there that I'm actually storing to the point that I just made that we just don't need anymore? And then from a classification perspective and a tiering perspective, what policies do I need to follow with this data? Do I need to retain it for a certain amount of time? And, you know, do I need to, you know, apply privacy policies like you had just mentioned to it? Do I need to search for something quickly? How can I optimize and really look at that? So we tend to look at the steps of being and identifying the data, classifying, optimizing, you know, once you get that information about it, and then looking at how do I manage it and move it long term? Where does it need to go? Is it mission critical data that needs to have a, you know, a DR level of, you know, high availability? Is it, you know, long-term data that I just need to keep because of retention policies? And then setting up a management life cycle around that, you know, from a long-term perspective. But honestly, the biggest, you know, impact is even the identification. I mean, there is so much value that can happen in the identification of unstructured data, and having the ability to do that no matter where the data lives, whether it's in the cloud, whether it's on-prem, whether it's, you know, wherever it is, and in what location and how and where, and looking at that sprawl is eye-opening.
Is this a situation of similar to like unauthorized cloud usage within the corporate structure? And there's a name for it. I just blanked on me, but,
Shadow IT.
Yeah. Is this a case of shadow data? Like, is this data that the customers even are unaware of being created?
I don't really look at it as that way. I wouldn't necessarily say created, but the customers that the MSPs, you know, are managing and doing work for. Yeah. I mean, I guess, yes, the answer would be yes. It's data that they probably aren't even aware that's out there, which to the point of one of our data owners and data locations, being able to pull reports on that in that visibility within that kind of assessment and that finding your data first. Yes, that is something the customers are like, holy cow, why are we storing data from Sally's, you know, however many terabytes of data she has from the NCAA pick 10 years ago? That's, you know, I mean, you could think of all the things, right? And absolutely, that's very eye-opening for customers.
And it's the creation and the retention of that use, that rot data, as you classified it, that pose, I'm assuming there's a real risk to the customer and by extension to the MSP of it not being found, not being in a structured, right? If it's not in that database, the MSP's
correct,
not really saying, hey, it's not in our SLA. We're not charged with finding this unstructured shadow data that's out there. Is that the risk we're talking about here, or you're talking about?
Absolutely. There's a financial risk of storing and paying for data that you don't need. There's a business risk of, you know, obviously there's the financial risk is the business risk, but also, you know, we have no idea and no control on what we have. And then the third risk from a security perspective is, what do we have that's in some sort of unstructured format that isn't secure? Exposed PII information. And maybe then a compliance risk of, am I actually even really meeting my, you know, my retention or my privacy policies? And if you don't know what data you have, you can't even make those determinations. And that visibility and that understanding is honestly key.
So I'm racking my brains and I'm thinking about all the, you know, the RMM tools that are out there that do really good work, the SIM tools, the SOC as a service, mm-hmm. right? They're looking mm-hmm. for bad things, threats. They're looking for anomalous IP addresses, hitting the corporate network and servers. Mm-hmm. This is different. That you can't mm-hmm. scan. I could be wrong, but I mean, I don't think that you can scan for this type of thing. Can you?
Well, no. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I'm somewhat familiar with all of those other tools, and they're looking for holes in the network. Right. And they're looking for, to your point, the edge insecurity in those areas where, you know, where do I have risk? Where are those open IPs, et cetera? This is a whole nother level. So, you know, I am very familiar with defense in depth, and it's like, this is just from a, you know, defense in depth strategy. This is a whole nother level of at-risk data that's out there that is 100% an opportunity for MSPs to be able to understand and to educate their customers about. Because honestly, once you understand, you know, what's out there and you say, okay, it could be a situation of you've got 40% of your data footprint from an unstructured perspective that, you know, that you don't need, that's trivial. You've got risks, you've got data here that's not following your SLAs. And it really, it provides critical insight into help guide that MSP into, you know, what kind of level of additional services and protection that they can add to their customers.
So,
and for their customers.
Yeah, no. I can already tell there's a minds clicking out there when people listen to this and they're going to be saying, okay, I get it now. How does that impact me and my practice if I'm gonna go and sell this? I could see a consulting or a project as a managed service. Where, you know, do they start with a data assessment engagement?
Absolutely.
And what does that look like?
Yeah, it's interesting because 100% from a lot and you know this. I mean, a lot of MSPs that are doing consulting and managed services have an assessment practice already, right? So where we find our data assessment aligning in what we're seeing with a lot of our partners is around the security and or kind of cloud migration assessment. The reason being is obviously we've talked a lot about the security identification, that the platform and an assessment can give, you know, and what sort of additional security features and services can an MSP add to protect their customers' data at a whole nother level. The second is around, you know, managed services about cloud migrations moving to the cloud. If you can imagine the amount of RAT data and the amount of information that an assessment will provide a customer, MSPs are taking the assessment and utilizing that to ensure that customers aren't moving what they don't need to the cloud. Hey, Mr. Customer, you know, we've identified, you know, it's the example that I had used before, 40% of your data is RAT. You don't need it. So let's not pay for additional, you know, financial space, cloud resources, or another NAS device, or an additional pod somewhere in an offsite data center for geographical diversity. Let's not do that. You don't even need this stuff. Those are kind of two use cases. The next thing that I would say where, you know, a lot of MSPs are finding too is really around that kind of S3 compatible archival service, the assess and move, you know, the identify and move. Like I've identified your data. Now I can move it, you know, to where it needs to be based on that tiering. And then the long-term kind of health checks and management of that. You know, I talked earlier that, you know, if you do an assessment on unstructured data, it's not a one time and done. So we see a lot of MSPs monetizing our assessment to do monthly, you know, annually, as annual health checks is a part of an additional service, you know, to kind of broaden their capabilities.
Yeah. So I mean, I get immediately, I think most MSPs listening to this would get the, all right, because you're right, they're doing at the beginning of a managed services engagement, some mm-hmm. sort of scan, some sort of review yep. of the client network and setup, add data to that and, you know, impress them with, hey, we're going to save you a bunch of money because this data is unworthy of being protected, stored, backed up, redundant, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is this a technological approach or is this a methodology approach, the assessment?
I would say it's, Yeah. Oh, it is a technical, and I mean, it is a implementation of software that assesses and scans the environment. So technically there is an engagement.
Okay.
And then the methodology around it comes from that, you know, the outcome, what are we seeing and what kind of, what are we going to change? How can we do this different? You know, and it's funny, a lot of MSPs sometimes come back with, oh gosh, but this is going to decrease my revenue, right? Because if I'm looking at, you know, rot data or whatever the case may be, and I'm decreasing footprints for data storage that doesn't need to happen. But we all know, and the success we've seen is, you know, customers, IT budgets aren't growing for the most part, correct? So customers, they want always, you know, us as partners to do more with less, because we know, like I said, that IT budgets, they generally, that's something that, you know, obviously becomes an issue at times. And what if, you know, doing right by our customers and their data, we can, you know, really be that, you know, the value add, show them that we're on top of this. We understand, decrease their IT spend for them to get an increase, let's say, you know, additional security measures or resources or S3 storage for archival and other areas. So you're truly adding that value while you're decreasing revenue.
Yeah, I would be really curious why an MSP would say, I don't want to do this because it might lower my overall, you know, invoicing potential with the customer. I mean, what's the value in protecting and making redundant rot data to begin with?
Correct. Right. It's bad practice.
Yeah.
Yep. It's bad practice.
And to your point, it needs to be reviewed at some point, because the MSP has a right to know what they're looking at. They need to know what it is so they can properly secure, monitor, and manage the good data, the valuable data, which necessarily means that they need to know what else is outside that value structure.
Absolutely. 100%. Couldn't agree more.
All right. So you know MSPs that right now are implementing or utilizing a data assessment approach at some time in the beginning or throughout their managed services engagement, correct?
Absolutely.
Is this an incremental, like, are they going in and adding, increasing the scope and cost of the initial review? Maybe give us some use case scenarios, I guess that's what I'm asking.
There are two use cases. Yeah, there's two use cases. Actually have a couple that I know, actually maybe three. They're doing a data assessment and they're just doing a one time and they're charging for it. So obviously they're marking that up a bit. That's one. The second, and that's just kind of net new business. The second use case that we've seen is quite a few of our MSPs, and for obviously all the right reasons, are doing annual health checks for their customers, and they're adding this to it. And from a ROI perspective, you know, and how they bring that to market is a little bit like, you know, what we had talked about. They're showing the value, they're freeing up IT spend. It's a little bit of a wash, right? So, you know, and then there's others that are going to market and doing it quarterly, as more of like a lifecycle management perspective and doing that movement of data. So one-time assessment, you know, hey, here you go. Just maybe more of a professional service. Secondly, would be a recurring, an annual recurring, additional health check that they're doing annually. And then the third would be, an assessment that incorporates their kind of data management services as well.
Very interesting. Would you, in your opinion, are you seeing MSPs, does this type of engagement on a data assessment level transcend the IT department? Like, is this getting to the higher levels of corporate leadership where they actually start caring about this as opposed to IT stuff, which they may not care as much about?
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing is that, you know, we, yes, because the reality is what we're exposing is such a simplistic view into data that it is definitely reaching at a higher level because, you know, everyone, I mean, every C-level, every business owner is worried about risk. They're also worried about cost and the assessment in and of itself, the cost perspective. You know, they can identify. So absolutely, there does not seem to be much of an issue with, you know, getting the business to buy into this concept.
Yeah, I mean, just
because
all around,
two reasons.
It's new. It's probably something that most MSPs aren't doing. It's probably something that a lot of MSPs should be doing. And it's probably something that it's really difficult to do with existing tools. So this is really intriguing, Amanda. If an MSP out there wants to learn more about what you guys are doing and kind of about this whole methodology, what's the best way they can interact with you?
Yeah, the best way to interact is to go to get.apparavi.com. So that page is, to sign up for a demo, which is where we start with a lot of our MSPs, because there's nothing more valuable than seeing, how the tool works. And you can actually see the dashboard that spits out the results from those quick scan assessments, because that immediately, light bulbs start going off, and then we talk about and engage with our MSPs on how to go to market with us, as well as how we can help, help them, try to implement, our assessments as part of their services that they can expand into their portfolio.
Yeah. I just think no matter what your current capabilities are, you need to be doing more in and around data is going to be good for your managed services practice. I guarantee you, because this is where the future is headed, and whether it's securing it, whether it's, structuring it, you need to know what you're dealing with. And I think that's really, kind of your core message. So I think it's a good one, and I hope MSPs pay attention and listen to it.
Thank you. I really appreciate the time today.
Yeah. Amanda Regneris, VP of Marketing for Apparavi. Go check them out. Take a tour of what they're promoting. And I think it's a good thing for, like I said, most MSPs probably would have a customer or two or more who would greatly value this type of approach. So Amanda, thanks for coming on to the MSP Zone. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Charles. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
And for the rest of you, hope you learned something today. Go check out Apparavi and keep protecting that data, as we know you're all doing. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.